The April 15th audit concluded the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation, or HART, needs to improve its processes to complete the rail project more economically and efficiently. City Auditor Edwin Young provided 18 findings and an overarching theme.
We recommended that HART improve its planning and oversight to effectively address and manage the future O&M costs for the system, including not only fare box recoveries, but also maximizing ridership, identifying other sources of revenue that would minimize the city subsidies.
Young says city subsidies for rail transit operations and maintenance could top 23% to 76%. Earlier this month, HART President and CEO Dan Grabauskas conducted a news conference to refute the audit findings. But when asked by a council member why he publicly attacked the audit, he said it was because of his passion and support for HART staff.
There are some things that I just think were factual errors. I think I would be falling down on my job if I didn't stand up for the hardworking people that work for me to say that they did do a good job and that they met every standard that was set for them. But I do believe that various parts of the audit that we criticized really do fall short of giving us insight to do things better.
But City Council Chair Ernie Martin, who commissioned the audit, told Grabauskas a public attack is unprofessional.
To question the integrity of the auditor itself was totally unnecessary. No one has questioned the integrity of your staff. We expect you to defend your staff. You should, otherwise you should step down.
Martin also reminded Grabauskas that the audit was never intended to be an adversarial document.
I've told you this time and time again. We're all partners in this effort. But the bigger investment lies with the taxpayers who come before us time and time again, asking the same questions over and over. Do we really know when this project is going to be delivered? Do we have any idea as what the total cost is?
Currently, that price tag is $6.57 billion. But Grabauskas says there are significant risks for the project, including rising construction costs, underground placement of electrical utility lines, and the award of the last two big contracts.
The final two bids for airport and city center are what's going to make or break the current budget. We will no longer be estimating or guesstimating, but we're going to actually know what the prices are shortly for airport, we hope, and then for city center near the end of the year, beginning part of next year.
City Auditor Young, meanwhile, says he plans to conduct follow-up audits for the rail project, but he's not very optimistic HART can bring costs under control.
The two questions, which is when it will be completed and how much it will cost. Based on our analysis of the information they provided us, we suspect they themselves cannot answer those questions. So then the question becomes, what options do you have? How much do you have to set aside?
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.